episode of Raw Crypto Talks. Welcome back to another episode. So happy new year starting out, right? So today is the 4th. Hold on here, let's turn my volume up a little bit here. So today is the 4th of January, 2022. Guess what, people? We made it another year. Welcome to the year 2022, first Raw Crypto Talks. I'm pretty happy to be here, and I'm sure that this morning is going to bring hopefully some new insightful looks into the current crypto market here in 2022. So I got my cup of coffee going. Yep. Got some water, got to stay hydrated, and hey, let's get right into it. So first things we like to do on Raw Crypto Talks is we like to jump directly in the market and see what the top 10 is doing. The reason why we like to look at the top 10 is because a majority of the value that is in crypto is in those top 10 tokens. Bitcoin is a third of it by itself. So if you want if you're trying to get an idea of the current market health, it's good to take a look at those top 10. So we take a quick subjective view. Based off the numbers we see here, right? So, you know, of course, do your own research. And, hey, let's get right into it. So, today, our global cryptocurrency market cap is $2.38 trillion. And we're sitting at about even, right where we were yesterday. For the last 24 hours, we're not up or down. So, but Bitcoin for the day is down 0.4%. And it is down 7.4% for the week. One heck of a dip. That is a dip if I've ever seen one. So, Ethereum. Oh, Ethereum, number two. Ethereum is at 1.1 for the day. So, we're up. Hey, but they're down 4.5 for the week. No big deal. That's just another dip. You know, some of us have seen Ethereum climb and soar over 4,000. And just chill there for a little bit. Hey, we'll get back up there. You know what I mean? Hey, the bears have to have their day, right? And when you hear us say that here, it means this. You have four different market animals, right? You have your bears and you have your bulls. Those are pretty commonly known. After that, you have your gorillas and you have your crabs. But we're talking about the bears right now. You know, bear market is when things are headed down. Bull market is when things are heading up. You know, bulls got to have their day. Bears got to have their day. Somebody got to be able to buy that dip. We're still dipped right now. So Binance, number three. So a majority of value that is in cryptocurrency is over on Binance's network, right? What does that mean by network? I mean, like if you had a store, right? Or just a city and you put Binance at the top and you put Ethereum in its own subsequent city. And, you know, Bitcoin has its own little thing where it's just touching all the other cities. But we ain't talking about that right now. We're talking about just Binance. A majority of the value that is in cryptocurrency still moves around on Binance's platforms. So it's number three. Hey, and that's the reason. It's part of infrastructure at this point. A little bit cheaper to send on as well. Number four, Tether. USDT. That just sits at USDT. I mean, it sits at USD. It sits at the value of a dollar, right? That's what it does. Hey, it's not very flashy, but it has its own utility. Solana is down 1.7 for the day. They're down 12% for the week, but they're still sitting at number five, strong at number five. So next up we got Cardano, and let me tell you, if Solana ain't careful, Cardano will overtake. You know, Solana and Cardano are both rivals of Ethereum. They don't have as much value, not yet, but it's possible. Scalability, yeah. Reachability, yeah. You know, right now Cardano's issue is just how do you put it? For the technically adept, we'll say that, right? You got to go through some courses if you're trying to build some stuff on Cardano, and I think that's the thing that holds it back a little bit. But just a personal opinion, you know. Don't come for me. I'm a gorilla when it comes to ADA. I'm a gorilla. Like, I hold ADA. When it dips, I get it. I hold it. You know, gorillas, tight, strong gripping strength, right? That's the idea of that market animal. So then you have your USDC, right? Another dollar coin. What's the point of this dollar coin? To sit at a dollar, right? USDC, I like USDC a little bit more. You know, sends for cheaper, right? And once you all grow a little more in crypto, you'll see what I mean by sending. Because some, you know, it costs to send, just like in the real world. When you use a service, you have to pay for that service, right? I would rather use the most efficient service. That's just my thing, you know. Therefore, that's why I like USDC a little bit better. Better rates as well. XRP, man, XRP still sits in the top 10 comfortably. Why? Because XRP decided to go towards infrastructure, right? They want to facilitate the move of crypto. That's cool. You know, that's a good idea. You know, I think at one point their base of command might have been in America, and they kept running into red tape, so they moved. So, Polkadot. So XRP is number 8. Polkadot number 9. Polkadot is just, hey, look, they're trying to take Ethereum blocks and make it so that it's just drag and drop. You know, they're trying to optimize how you build the decentralized web. You know, that's why Polkadot's important. Yeah, number 9. That's who they are. But they're down 1.8 for the day. They're down 4% for the week. Next up, Terra Luna. Terra Luna, man. They got this. Terra Luna has a wallet called Terra Station where you stake your Terra, and your Terra makes you some more Terra. It's passive. You just sit it there and just forget about it. It's like a sit and forget. Ah, man. Terra's very similar to ADA, but it seems like it works a little bit better. Right, Terra even has its own stablecoin equivalent that just branched off through the liquidity and staking of Terra. So it's pretty fascinating. I like Terra. That's like the name too. So, you know, whatever. couple of mentionables right here in that was the top 10, right? Couple of mentionables in the next top. You know, we have Avalanche. Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, Polygon is one of my favorites. Oh yeah, Dogecoin and Shiba Inu. We'll see what happens with these, right? Dogecoin, no, I'm not that excited about Dogecoin. Dogecoin still Dogecoin. I don't care about the news that comes out. I look at it, and it doesn't excite me one little bit, right? Ooh, GameStop is taking Dogecoin. Okay, that doesn't help the whole community whatsoever, right? Shiba Inu, they're trying some tricks, but we'll see what happens. So let's take a look at some candlestick patterns for the big dog, Bitcoin. So we are in CoinGecko right now. So I like to use CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap for this nifty trading view right here. So let's take a look at the trading view. And I'll come back and make sure you all can see that. All right, perfect. Good. Scroll down just a tad bit. Alrighty. So right now, let me see here. We are looking at our current Bitcoin price chart, right? And as you can see, if we come here, bring this down a little bit, I'm gonna stretch this out some so we can see it a little bit better of what's going on here. Alrighty, so looking at our current candlestick pattern for Bitcoin. So a few days ago we had this huge drop off or had a huge sell off. Bloop, 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 bloop. You know, everybody sees that here. If you've seen three green soldiers in this manner, you know, you wanna catch it right about here for those who are short in the market, right? Because you get your actionable signals here, right? But anyways, I'm not gonna go too deep in that actionable signals. The thing that I did want to look at is we came all the way down and we hit a point of 45,000 at one point, right? Went back up, bounced off of that point, right? 45,000 here, and right now it's at 46.8, hopefully on its way. It looks like it's back on its way up, according to this candlestick, but you know, we still got some room in here, still got some time for the next one to form. But we got down to, what is that? So what did I say? Roughly 45.7 here, right? We came down here again, 45.7, right? Bounced off of it. Let's see if it happens again. Right up in here, we came all the way down to, was that 46? We didn't get quite down to 47, but if you round, it's close enough. So let's get back a little bit further. Once again, you know what I'm saying? Bouncing off that 45, 46 mark. Once again, bouncing off the 45, 46 mark. And the reason why I'm pointing this out is because when we bounce off of this mark, this is a place of value, right? This is a good resistance zone, right? Not necessarily a place of value, but it's still a good resistance zone, which means once we hit, or support, if you will, not resistance. Resistance at the top, support at the bottom. Sorry about that. So it's a good support zone, right? Once we hit down here, that's when your Bitcoin hodlers kick in, where it's like, hey, I want to get Bitcoin at the cheapest price so I can get it. Those are your bears, you know? Once those bears get it at those prices that they want, they're going to start moving up, as you can see, right? Because then you have your bulls who want to see the green, right? It's a cycle. It's a symbiotic relationship, if you will. Hey, that's all we got time for on Rock Crypto Talks Podcast. Join us next time.